Worldly wealth is like the smiles of God. It has made us drunken and vainglorious and threadbare. Poverty and distress are better for you, O Lord, for that smile will remove its lure.
See, a conclusion. Conclusion to the paragraph that, okay, by the way, I was talking about this, then he brought in the smile of the lion, then he said, that by that smile I mean the wealth, the belonging in this universe. Getting lucky and having a lot, that's that smile. Because if you're not careful, you will be spoiled. Because you think that you are not doing anything wrong. You think that you are safe. So, this is one of the reasons, one, put it in a jar. After a bit, you have a jar full of little reasons for accepting the opposite of the wishes of the donkey. Donkey wants more. We say less is better. Donkey wants wealth. We say poverty is better. The donkey will say, I want health. We'll say, no! Being sick is better. Being crazy is better. Opposite of the donkey. Because we know donkey was here first. And we are preparing a secondary place for the other one, for the spirit to have a place to grow up. We are talking at the beginning, right? This is how it goes. Therefore, poverty and distress are better for you. Now, next paragraph. Yes, let's see that judgment.
How the lion made trial of the wolf and said, come forward, O wolf, and divide the prey among us. The lion said, O wolf, divide this. O old wolf, make justice new. Be my deputy in the office of distributor, that it may be seen of what substance you are. O king, said he, the wild ox is your share. He is big, and you are big, and strong and active. The goat is mine, for the goat is middle and intermediate. Do you, O fox, receive the hare, and make no mistake. The lion said, O wolf, how have you spoken? Say, when I am here, do you speak of I and thou? Truly, what a cur the wolf must be, that he regarded himself in the presence of a lion like one who am peerless and unrivaled. He said, come forward, O you self-esteeming ass. He approached him. The lion seized him with his claws and rent him. Inasmuch as he did not see in him the kernel of right conduct, he tore the skin off his head as a punishment. He said, since the sight of me did not transport thee out of yourself, a spirit like this must needs die miserably. Since you were not passing away in my presence, 'twas an act of grace to smite your neck. Everything is perishing except his face. Unless you are in his face, do not seek to exist.
Ah. This is the point. You notice that, I don't know, in old books, is it in Latin or not? Because the first part is in Arabic. Here is not completely the Arabic version, a little bit twisted at the end, but it's Arabic anyhow, and we'll say it in Arabic. And it means that everything is perishable. But God and his presence, his show-off, his face, his picture. That's the only one. The rest is nothing. What do we mean by that? This is something good to say, right? Okay. God is so lovely, and everything else is halek. You know what is halek? It means everything will die. Simple as that. Kul shayun halek. Everything is mortal, except his picture. What do we mean by that? We mean that nothing is his picture, although everything is his picture. Nothing compares to him. We make something very clear. What is clear in this sentence? Let's say you cannot be that 6-year-old boy, I agree with that. You are too grown up, so please be the alien. Okay? You're the alien, you're here. The first observation, you're pointed at me and you hear me saying, everything is mortal except his picture. What did I do?
Made an exception.
I clarified the exception. I gave you the basic rule of this existence. Remember? When did we start with this? Right at the beginning. Remember the first paragraph? The king and the handmaiden? Over there he talked about exception. And he said, by exception, I mean, full-heartedly, you should believe in exception. This is the first must. This is the first thing that a tour guide here or a tour leader should check first. Do you have this? Don't forget the exception. One. There are a lot of rules. I know a lot of good rules. A funny one, very interesting one, very amazing one, very complicated one, very simple one. There are rules. Why this one? A part of this one is rule of the rules. Because that's it. It means rules, they have exception. There is no rule with no exception. Whenever there is a rule, I look for exception. Because exception is a part of the rule. Coexist with the rule. It comes to be when the rule is. Before the rule, there is no exception. That's rule and exception, right? A part of all of this, I'm making a place for that. Why? Who is shouting this? Who is saying everything is dying? The lion is saying. Remember the lion. The king is telling you this. Means the peer is telling you this. Means this is the first thing you should understand. Why? We just were talking about the reason of that. Because you have the enemy inside. Remember? You are coming out because there is an enemy inside, right? What does that enemy doing? What is the job of that enemy in you? Logic. Rule. The one in you is the intelligence. Intelligence belongs to the animal. Remember, we divided you. Oh, we tried hard. I remember, I even, maybe like crazy people, I talked to myself walking here. How to explain it that, listen, you are not the flesh and your brain. Do you remember I talked about this? You are not your flesh and your brain. Your brain is a part of your flesh. Your flesh, your body, and your brain all are a cadaver. We are talking about that content, the breath, the spirit there, right? The logic, we looked anti-logic, right? We talked negative about the intelligence. From the handmaiden up to the woman of the Arab, remember? In the last final story, we said what? We said this brain should understand that it's dismissible. I could divorce it. Then it will work properly, right? Here, the first thing you should learn is to understand how difficult it is to understand the exception. Because the enemy in you is working only with the rules. That's why you should come out. And you shouldn't come out and go to a lawyer or a philosopher to give you the rules. We said, find someone exception. Some exceptional people there are. Find one of them, because you have to understand the exception. The message is the exception. The difficulty is that the intelligence works with the rules. It had started when you were not even born. It's amazing to understand that your basic logic will start when you're not born yet. When you are in the womb, you hear the voice of your mother. You hear the sounds and they inflict you, you react to it, you think about it. In a way, logically, you will adopt an attitude. That's what the logic of an animal is. There is a judgment inside. You don't like to be surprised and receive shocks. So the logic is in you. The logic is in the first cell. Those clever cells that they find each other like magic. That's where logic is. It's you. It's so much you that nowadays when you ask someone, who are you really? Who are you? That someone will try to explain the ideas and thinking of that existence to you. If I am my thoughts, in a way yes, but in a way no. Because my thoughts, oh, there are two kinds of thinking. One that I do, second one that the intelligence does, that constant argument, that kind of stuff. So here, the lion will tell you that, remember, exception. All these rules are relative. We'll see in the future, next paragraph, that the relativity did this. Over there, we're not talking about the relative stuff. We're talking about absolute. Yes.
When anyone has passed away in my face, everything is perishing are not applicable. Because he is in accept, he has transcended not.
Now this is the difficult part. That was a simple one. This one is complicated. It goes like this. First of all, we said everything is perishable. Everything is dying. Everything is going to die, except whatever we said. When somebody here will transform and will get free of me and will dissolve in the beloved, then that will not apply here. Means what? This is a very special way to say it.